Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Shabbos Parshas Tazria. It's also Parshas HaChodesh, the last of the four special sedras read in advance of Purim and Pesach. And it's also Rosh Chodesh. So we have the privilege this Shabbos of actually taking out and reading three different Sifrei Torah. Second time this year that's happened. We had it on Shabbos of Hanukkah, which is also Rosh Chodesh. It's not that common. It happens twice in the same year. But anyway, it's one of those years. But we'll focus today on something from the Parshas Tazria. And entitled the Shir, Rejoicing During Sheva Brachos Week, a Torah or Rabbinic Mitzvah. Last week, as you recall, Parsha Shmini, we spoke about the matter of shaving and haircutting for an ovel, for a mourner. So like they say in Yiddish, Lomer Redden Yet Vegan Freilich Zaken. Let's try and talk more about cheerful topics. So here we have a cheerful topic, the Simcha during the week of Sheva Brachos. Actually, quite a number of weeks ago, a number of months ago, in Parshas Vayetze, we talked about the nature of that simcha that a chosen, or perhaps a chosen and kala, have to have during the week of Sheva Brachos, whether it's a din in the chosen's own simcha, or yes, misameach the kala. We spoke about that in Parshas Vayetze. So in that sense, this year is related to that year, but it's not the same topic, and certainly stands on its own. And it comes up in Parshas Tazria, in an unexpected little place. Torah is telling us, of course, in Parshas Tazria about the laws related to somebody who has some kind of skin lesion, a discoloration, similar in some ways to the medical disease called leprosy. It has what he thinks it's tzaras. So the Torah describes how the Kohen examines him and so on. So we look in the first source in Perek Gimel of Ayikra Pasuk Yubayis being Paroch Tifrach HaTzaras Bor. Right, if the tzaras spreads in the skin, and the Kohen again has to look at it, and it comes out that actually, if it's all over his skin, it becomes torah. That's a different point, but the key point for us here is pasuk gedalad. We om heiros bo bosar chai yitma. When the Kohen sees live flesh, actual flesh, regular flesh inside by the way the lesion is, so then he becomes tome, and the pasuk says vav bura Kohen it's a bosar chai v'timo a bosar chai tome hutzarasu. Okay, that's one of the signs of tzaras. I'm not so interested now in the details of that. But the pasuk says uviyom on the day when the Kohen sees this particular type of affliction. So Rashi comments in the second source, parakidim pasuk yudal uviyom matam lomar. What is that word uviyom? Heroes bo bosa yitma. Okay, lalamed yesh yom shataroe bo v'yesh yom she'ena taroe bo. Coming to teach us that in fact there were certain days when a Kohen is supposed to look and examine somebody who thinks he may have contracted tzaras. And there are other days when the Kohen is not supposed to check that out. The Kohen is not supposed to look and see what the lesion is. And what is that? Says Rashi, Mikan Amru Chosen, Noslin El Kol Shivisiyam Amishtilo. If a Chosen contracts what he thinks is tzaras, the Kohen does not examine him during the week of the Sheva Brachos, the week of the Shivisiyam Amishtilo, 7 days of celebration. And whether it's Lo himself, or it's taliso lechasuso, his clothing. We know that taras can be on garments as well. So the Kohen has to check the garments. He does not do that during the week of the chosen sheva brachos or lebeso. We also know from next week's sedra parsha mitzora that taras can affect the walls of one's house as well, and the Kohen has to examine that too. In all these cases, whether the taras is on him personally, it's on his garments, it's on his house, the Kohen doesn't examine him during that week. V'chein beregel, likewise yontif. Okay, no snow call you maregi. You let him celebrate the whole yontif, then you check him out after yontif, or after for the chosen, after the week of Sheva Brachos. The Maharal explains in the Gur Arya how you extrapolate from that phrase of yom eros bo. The Maharal is on this pasuk gadal perik yigim matam yom pirish. The lo ben mitzvah rak ube heros bo boso chayitma. The pasuk should have not said look back in yudalim. In source one, the pasuk says ube yom heros bo should have said ube heros when he sees. Okay, when a lesion becomes, because the skin in this lesion becomes visible, what is the extra word of a yom? So that's what it says. Maral explains, same thing, right? When he's with a yom, there's certain days you look and other days when you don't look. And he explains that this is not Rashi making this up. This is a Gemara in Moed Katan. It says here, Ches and Aleph in the brackets in the parentheses in the Maral. It's actually Zion on the base. And again, we know a negav. And the key line, the third line of the Maharal, the decision that somebody indeed has tzaras depends upon the Kohen's pronunciation that he has it. And therefore, if the Kohen doesn't examine him, don't tell if the Kohen doesn't examine him, so even though he may have the actual characteristics of someone who is going to be identified with Tzaraas, until the Kohen makes that pronouncement, he doesn't have the status. So therefore, the Pasuk tells us, let the Kohen not look at the Chosson's wounds or the discoloration of his garment or the discoloration of the walls of the house during the week of Sheva Brachos or during the week of Yom Tov for anybody else. Don't look at it, and therefore, the person will not become, or the garment or the house will not become a characterized as having Tzaraas. And then the Maharal ends, the Xeris HaKosu, the Kohen, Talimisik Adaleo. Okay, it's up to the Kohen to make the decision. Okay, where does it, so therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Kohen should simply not examine him, therefore he remains Tor, and therefore he can enjoy the rest of the week of the Sheva Brachas, or the rest of Yom Tov, and then he gets examined afterwards. So the Gemara that Rashi is referring to is on Zainam and Bezim Moed Katan, source 4, about Tanya. Oviyom he rozbo, yesh yom shatarobo, yesh yom shiatarobo. We can't umru. Chosin, shenolad bo nega. The chosin develops some kind of a nega, so if he thinks it's saras, it probably is saras. No sin lo shivim and mishta lo ulubeso ksuso, right? Whether it's him, his house, his garments, whatever, you give him the week of the Sheva Brachos, Shevzim and mishta, the chain beregel. Likewise, yantif, no sin lo shivim regel, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is all the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And what does it mean? Rashi says there in Morkot and Zanar Beis, 5, no son of Shuzim and Mishta, Delo Chazile. He doesn't look at him, doesn't examine him. Because if he looks at him and he has to declare the truth, so he's Tame, it's going to ruin the whole Sheva Brachos. So he said, don't look at him. Or with the garment, the next Rashi, Nira Anega Bitsuso. Okay, this really is rooted in a Mishnah in Maseches Negoim. There's a whole Mishnah, a whole Masechta of Mishnah. It's no Gemara we have on it, but the whole Masechta of Mishnah is called Maseches Negoim in Seder Taurus. The Mishnah there says in Paragimel Mishnah Beis, Chosis or 6, Chosin, Shinira Bo Nega. No slilo shivisim amishta lo basic so came regal no so koyamos regal. So it's actually a Mishnah in the Goyim Paragim Mishnah Bays. The Bartanur explains on that Mishnah, source number 7, no so shivis amishta to see will be yom hero osbo. The Mishnah doesn't link it to our pasuk. The Gemara links it to the pasuk. Okay, the Mishnah just makes a blanket statement. The Bartanur explains based on the Gemara that it's learned from this phrase back in source 1, Paragim Gimel of Parshas Tzvi and Pasuk Yudalad will be yom hero osbo, right? Just said, like the Maharal said, just say rose, my bayom, loma lecha yesh yom shatarav, yesh yom shi'atarav. Okay, now the Tiferes Yisrael, it's important, his commentary on that mission, in the Goyim Paragimel Mishnah Beis, os yud tes, ve'ein ha-koin posek dino, as the coin will not render a decision at that point, okay? However, says the Tiferes Yisrael, very important, aval odam acher kofin oso laharos nigo la-koin. We have to understand what's going on here. The din is that the Kohen should not examine a chosson or someone during Yom Tov. We'll focus on chosson now. But another person may have a decision like this. Well, you know what? I don't feel like going now to the Kohen either. I have a big meeting coming up. I'm going on vacation next week. So I'll go in a month or two, whatever, whenever it's convenient. You're not allowed to do that. Okay. Adam acher kofin osola haros nigla Kohen. This is a mitzvah saseh. Okay. It's like any other mitzvah, as I say, so the court, the bezin, the religious authorities force the person, even beat him up, okay, until he does it, or, you know, and that's a Gemara, I put it in source 9, Gemara Ksubis, pay Vav Medal from the very bottom of the page, going over to pay Vav Medbeis, source 9, of a mitzvah, say, Kigon Shomelo, I say, Sukka, Veino Osa, Lulu, Veino Osa, Makino, so I should take an offshore, right? You beat him up, okay? And the Rashi there explains in source 10, Ksubas Pavam and Base, Makinoso Kodem Shaavar Allah Savi Yesh Badal Kaim. You beat him into submission. Tell him you got to keep this Asay. So going back to the first swell in source 8, he says, here it's also mitzvah Asay. So he doesn't have the option. Another person doesn't have the option to say, well, I don't feel like doing it this week. I'll come back next week. Okay, now I do it. It's a mitzvah Asay. And ask that the first swell in the second line of 8. Vim Tim Tzelomar Man Yemar Dehacha Mitzvah. Who says the mitzvah Asay? Maybe as long as you get it checked out eventually, it's okay. Who says there's a mitzvah saying he's got to do it right away? Talmud Lomar Vahuva El HaKoin Mashma Al Karcho. You refer to any other Tiferesol that I printed, we already saw, right? The garments or the yantav and so on for anybody else, not a chosin. What's Vahuva? That's in the earlier part of the Sedra. Source 11, Parsha says, Rabbi Yikra, Yud Gimel, Tzuk Ma'alav Meish, Vahir Shom 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 Adam Kieb Or Bisaro. Say, so Sapacha, so Baharis, these are all different kinds of discolorations and different shades of white that appear in the skin. Behuva, he's brought. It doesn't say Uba or Yavo which means like says up to him. Behuva means he is brought even against his will. That's what the first law is saying. Even if it's against his will. Now Rashi doesn't say that here. Rashi, I'm not pasuk pasuk beis of Berakah Gimel, verse 12 says El Aaron Xeris Hakosav Yishain Tumas Nagoim Tarsa El Kohen. We saw that before, right? That's the pasuk indicates that it's got to be the Kohen. You don't show it to anybody. I don't care. God can be a big expert in Maseches Nagoim. The final pronunciation has to be made by a Kohen. Kohen can seek the guidance of somebody who knows the dinim better, but the pronunciation has to be made by the Kohen. But the Abar Benel. On this pasuk, Perek Yom pasuk Aleph 13, Ve'omar Ve'huvel Aron Kela Hagid She'af Shelo Yirtza. Even if the God doesn't want to go, Yuvel Afanav Al Karcho, even against his will. So that's a regular person. You can't just say, "Well, I'm going away next week. I'll come back in 2 weeks." He's got to go right away. And the Rosh makes that same comment in his commentary. We have the Parish of the Rosh on that mission in the Garden that we quoted before. We quoted the mission in Source 6. So the Rosh on that mission, the Garden Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis 14, Chosin Shnira Pirish, Shar Kol Adam Shnira Bonega Bezin Kofano So Lavala Koin, the Mitzvah Say, Dixi Behuba. Avachosin, now we see the contrast. That's the point. A Chosin doesn't come. We don't make him come. And even if it does come, the Koin says, I'm not going to look at you now. You're a Chosin, right? No Sinil Kol Zayim Amishim Regal, No Sinil Koin Mosar Regal, and so on. And the Rosh points out, as we already saw, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, the Gemara Moed Katan, Dav Zayin Bay, says it's based on the pasuk over Yom Heroes on that day, implying there's certain days when you don't look. Sefer Achinuch as well, in Parashat Tazria here in Mitzvah Kuf Samech Tes, Source 15, writes, V'chol Mishan Itzara, somebody who gets tzaras, okay, V'lo Isnaig Al Pi HaTorah K'suva Mitzorin, does not follow the rules, Elo Shalokach HaDobah B'derech Mikre, he just says, it's just some kind of a skin thing. It's a happenstance. V'lo chosh lovo la kohen laharosolo. And he doesn't bother coming to the kohen. Bitel aseze. That's according to the simple reading of the chinuch. That's how the minchas chinuch understands. You don't have to read the chinuch that way. But that's what it looks like. The minchas chinuch in Osalop, in source 16, certainly seems to read it that way. Right? Near him, look at 16. This is mitzvah kuf samach tes, Osalop in the minchas chinuch. Near him, diva rav machaber, shazu mitzvah sasei, shalilach la kohen. To mitzvah say to go to the kohen. And in print of it, in the shiltas like that, a number of people seem to assume that it's a mitzvah say. So a regular person can't delay. So now we see the contrast to the kohen, to the chosin. Okay, the chosin is supposed to delay. Let him finish out the week of the Sheva Brachas first. Now, full disclosure, I do want to point out, we'll keep in the back of your head, the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah say Kuf Aleph, when he talks about the mitzvah of, you know, the Mitzorah, never mentions this idea of having to go to the kohen. Does Rambam disagree? You know, says that even another regular person, not a chosin, has the right to delay for some reason? It's not clear from this Rambam. Just take a look at 17. Mitzvah says, say, kufalav, and the Rambam says, for mitzvahs, he writes, mitzvah kufalav, which is yivon alios, odom mitzvah tome, or mitzvah, this mitzvah includes all the dinu tzaras. What makes him tome? What does make him tome? What sometimes the lesion, the coin gives it a week, called hesker. Okay, different rules, but he never met, and what happens after the period of tzaras is over when the wound, the lesion disappears. All right, but he doesn't mention anything about coming to the kohen. Okay, but it seems pretty clear then that at this point there's a special dispensation for a chosin during the week of Sheva Brachos, which would seem to indicate that the mitzvah of simcha for a chosin is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Otherwise, if we have a d'oraisa requirement, if it's a mitzvah, as I say, like the chinuch says, according to Minchas Chinuch's understanding, and if the others, the Huva and so on, there's a mitzvah sasei for a person who develops a nega to go to the kohen to check it out, the mitzvah same in HaTorah, and yet we have a dispensation that a chosin doesn't go, so must, why, during the week of the Shivas Yom Mishnah, must be, because his requirement to celebrate and be joyous during that week is also a mitzvah d'oraisa. Otherwise, how could it, you know, how could you push aside the d'oraisa requirement to have the nega checked out? Apparently, that's a mitzvah. This would indicate that the mitzvah of simcha for a chosin during the week of the Shiva Seva Mishnah that we call the Sheva Brachos week is a mitzvah d'oraisa, because it can even push aside a different mitzvah d'oraisa for the kohen to the chosin. You know, the kohen doesn't check him out during that week. However, and again, the Rambam may or may not agree to that, but we do have to understand there's something else as well. That Gemara that I quoted, Moed Katan Zayin Beis, but I'd kind of stop over here. The answer would certainly be that to rejoice during the week of Sheva Brachos is indeed a Torah mitzvah. Otherwise, how could you know not go? How could you not go to the? How could the chosin not go to the kohen? That's a mitzvah. Chosin has to do all other mitzvahs. I wouldn't have to do this mitzvah.
And does this fall into the category of Oseg B'mitzvah? Is that what you're saying, or is it a different category? Especially,
I'm saying it's going to ruin his simcha. He's not going to be able to do. It's going to push aside the mitzvah. So therefore,
it's not Oseg. It's something different than that.
It's exactly Oseg. I don't think so. Okay, but the Gemara we started with, the Moed Katan Zayin Amud Beis, which back in 4, okay, I said this was, this drusha from the pasuk here in Tazu of Yom Heroes was Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara continues and refers to other psukim, not in this week's Seder, next week's Seder. Parshas Metzora in Source 18, in Parakeet, a lot of years, and a non-leap year, they doubled up. This week it's, this year it's not. So in Parshas Metzora, it talks about what's the Taras Habayas, right? Habayas Hamanuga, a house that developed discoloration in the walls, different colors and so on. So there the Torah tells us, similar point, by the Vashem Hashem Aaron, Parakeet Dalet, starting Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Kis of all Eretz, Kanaan, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Habayas Hamanuga applies. Ubo shelo abayis lamed hey, the higi la kohen lemor, kenega nir le abayis. The guy comes to the kohen and tells him, listen, I have what appears to be a nega in the walls of my house. What happens? Look at lamed vov. First, betziva kohen ufino es habayis. Take all the stuff out of the house. Beterem yovo kohen liris the nega, before the kohen examines the nega. So that velo yitma kol shel abayis won't become tame, because the kohen comes in and he proclaims that the wall is in fact the house, in fact, the bias hamanuga has taras habayis, then it's going to be, it becomes tameh, and everything inside becomes tameh. So again, just like we said before, it's the kohen's pronouncement that affects the status, that, that determines the status. So before the kohen comes, says the Gemara, says the pasuk, clear out the house. And then the pasuk lamed vav ends at the end of 18. Then the achar ken yavo hakohen l'eretz habayis, then it should come and look at it. Right? And Rashi explains, in Pasuk Lamed Vav, B'Terem Yavo HaKohen 19, Shekol Zman She'ein Kohen Nitzkalo Ein Sham Taras Tumah, because until the Kohen makes his pronouncement, it not become Tomei. Now, then he says, so you clear everything out, otherwise everything becomes Tomei, all right? V'chol Mash V'soch Yitzmar Rash says, now what's the concern? So stuff becomes Tomei, big deal, okay? If it's just a, you know, certain types of kelim, so bring them to the mikveh, and it will become Tar again. And if it's talking about food, Ochel Mashkin, so you can eat them when you're Tomei, big deal. Right, so what does it mean? It means talking about klicheres, you know, the earthenware stuff. You can't, they can't mitire. Okay, anyway, we're concerned about the loss of, you know, some kind of loss of income or loss of financial loss. So the Gemara in Mord Katan Zion Beis continues. Reb at 20, Rebbe Omer, after Rebbe Huda Darshan from the Pasuk we started with, the Yom and our Sedra, will be Yom Heroes, but there are certain days you don't examine, for example, during Yantav or Chassan during the week, which implies that a Chassan's requirement in Simchas Doraisa, like we said, and therefore the Kohen, well, while every other person has to go to the Kohen immediately, the Chassan doesn't. Rebbe Omer at 20, Eino Tzarek, you don't need that Drosha. Hare Omer v'tziva kohen upinos habayis. You have it next, we said, in Mitzvah, the psukim we just read, imam tina lo dvar harishus. Right? If we delay the kohen's examination for something which is optional, right? I mean, you know, losing some kind of financial, it's not a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah involved. Okay, he's going to take a loss because some earthenware pottery is going to get ruined, you have to destroy it. If we'll delay, and if we'll tell the kohen, don't come right away, give me some time to clear out the house, so then kol shekhen lo dvar mitzvah. Then certainly, if there's some sort of mitzvah involved, okay. Now, my ben, what's the chiluk between the two opinions? Omar Abai, mashmaos darshini kebenayu. It's just a matter of which pasuk you darshan from. Rava says no, dvar rishus kebenayu. Okay, Rebbe is apparently saying even for other purposes. Apparently, even other people who get a possible taras don't have to run right away. A person decides, listen, I got to finish a meeting, I got work to do today, whatever, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go next week. Apparently, according to Rebbe, that's okay. Just like it's okay to wait till the house is cleaned out. Meaning, according to the way the Rebbe is learning, that it's not a special din by a chassan. Not a special din by a chassan. A chassan's like another person, right? You can delay under other, maybe you have to have some reason, it can't be so crazy reason, but some kind of reason. That's what Rashi says in Mordechai Zayin Beis 21. Rashi writes, okay, so certainly, you know, it will be here as well. There's some kind of a mitzvah involved, but it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah doraisa. And it's a machlokas dvar harashus. In the next Rashi, Rabbi Huda the Machmi Biomi Rose, but we kind of chosen regal, had a mitzvah tilo, I will dvar harashus, ain't mam tilo, but too many gufe. You can't wait. Yeah, with the house you wait because the pasuk says. But if the person has taras on his body, another person will go right away. And Rebbe says, no, the Bidvar Shus Namantinalo. By the way, you can also wait. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Now, the there is the state. So now at least we have another possibility in the Gemara that maybe it's not a special din by a chosin. It's at least one way to learn. It's not a special din by a chosin. There's no mitzvah to run right away anyway. You have a reasonable excuse, even the Dvar Shus, you can delay it. So it's interesting. This would appear then to be, it turns out, a machlokas we've shown, the Orzarua. 22. Chelik Beis, Hilchas Avelis, and Tuf Lamed Beis. Starts with a statement by Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll see how it all hangs, comes together. I printed Rabbeinu Chananel in 23. It's in Mord Katan Dav Chof Ben Aleph. Okay. Man the shochav l'shichu yom tov sheni. So yom tov achar yom tov sheni dat tzeres. Let's say a person dies, and we've never had this. Somebody dies the last day of Yom Tov, Simchas Torah, or the last day of Pesach, right? The extra day outside of Eretz Yisrael, or the second day of Shavuos. So it says here, Nohig Ovel Bo Bayom. We know, you'll remember, that Shiva begins with that day, right? In other words, the Shiva will start that day, but we did not know Agavelis, but that's our practice. But the, what do you call it? Well, that's actually our practice when one dies in Chol HaMoed. So, you know, he's buried in Chol HaMoed. So you begin counting the Shiva from the last day of Yom Tov, counts as day one, even though he doesn't observe Shiva, actually. But here it says, if that's the day the person died, he died on Simchas Torah, or on the last day of Pesach, or on the last day of second day of Shavuot. So you bury him, and he does Avelis, Yom Kura, and because that's the Oraisa. How do we know it's the Oraisa? That's a question that Pasuk in last week said in Parsha Shmini, even though it appears that it's talking about Onain there, not Avelis, Perk Yud, Pasuk Yutes, after another of an Avil died. Talked about last week's Aaron did not want to partake of the chatas, and Moshe agreed. Very good pasuk getes. Right, about Aaron and Moshe, hey, Naomi, kibus chatasom, batikrenu sikarele vachalti chatasom. How can I eat? I'm an onain. And Moshe agreed. By Yishma Moshe itav. And fine. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Rabbi Chanan, rather quotes a pasuk in Navi and Amos. So also perkes pasuk good of Amos. It says talks about samtiya ke'evil yachid ba'chisa ki'omar at the end of the pasuk. All right, the idea that the Rabbi Hanan is saying is that the day of the death and the day of the burial, that's a chi of doraisa. A little bit we talked about last week, right? It's a whole shiva doraisa, but many say that at least the first day is doraisa. The first day of shiva is doraisa based on the psukim. So now, 1 second. So says the yom misa, the day that very often the person dies, they bury right away. We're supposed to try and bury right away. Okay, a lot of times we can't do that here, because we were controlled by controlled by people who don't care that much about the halacha. You know, it's the cemetery group and the it's a funeral home group. You know, they have all kinds of rules. I think, you know, after 2 o'clock is overtime. You know, it's all kinds of rules. But in Eretz Yisrael, right away. First, I remember my mother Lashom died on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it was a Wednesday afternoon. So it's taka too late in the afternoon to have a levaya before Yantiv. So Wednesday, Erev Rosh Hashanah, she passed away. So Thursday was Rosh Hashanah, Friday was Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos was Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah. And so the burial was 4 days later on Sunday. Okay, it's on Gedalia, it was on the Nirchet, but that's when the burial was on a Sunday. So my mother was buried 4 days after she died. My father died in Yerushalayim. He was buried 4 hours later. Right, Yerushalayim, they right away. Okay, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael, they don't delay, you know. So he was buried on Har Menuchos, just notified people that was it 4 hours later, you know. So that's how they do it. So anyway, what does it have to do? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says at the end of 23 that the chi of mourning on the first day, the day of the burial and the death, this one the same day, is Doraisa. Yontif Sheni, the extra day of Yontif after, you know, at the end of Sukkot, the end of Pesach, the Shmini Shal Pesach, Achron Shal Pesach, and the second day of Shavuos, that's all Darbonon. So therefore, Osti Doraisa Mavatel Darbonon, right? The Doraisa requirement of Elul is going to knock out, is going to overpower the Darbonon obligation of Yontif Sheni, the extra day of Yontif is only Darbonon in the Chutz Arts and so on, right? So that's what the Menuchah Nanel says. The Rif also says, printed in 26, Moed Cotton, Daf Yud Aleph Mabez in the page of the Rif. He also says the same thing, okay? You look at the end, he says, Kevin Davelis Dom Rishon Midoraisa. Yom Tavachar Midorabonon. Also, I say the Yachid Doraisa Vidoche. I say the Rabonon. Okay, that's clear. So, getting back now to the Or Zeruah. Okay, the Or Zeruah says that that's how the Rif and Kolosan is there in the third line, Kosovo and Yitzchak Afasi, the Rif. The Rabbi Chanal says it. The Rif says it. However, Harav Baruch Bar Yitzchak Marigensburg disagreed. He says, who says that's true? That's automatically true. The Chi of Doraisa knocks out of Rabonon. He said, it's not true. Not automatically. And what do you mean? He points to a Gemara in Ksubas, 33. Okay, tragic case. Every once in a long while, thank God, not more. When you hear about these cases, the Gemara says in Ksubas, 27, very bottom of Gimel and Beis in Ksubas, going over to Dalar and Aleph. Kedetanya, Haresha, Pita, off of Tivchot, Tvochot, Tavuach, Yeno, Mozik. Talking about a person about to get married. So all the bread's been baked and all the meat's been prepared and all the wine is ready. Another day, they set everything up with the caterer. They're ready to go forward with the wedding. Right? And suddenly, umeis aviv shel chosno ima shel kala. Suddenly, the father of the chosno died, the mother of the kala. And a discussion why it says, it could be either parent. We won't go into that now. Okay? What do you do? Okay, you're about to start the wedding, and suddenly the father, God forbid, dies, or the mother, someone dies, or an immediate relative of the chosno and kala. Says the Gemara, machnisin es hameis lecheder, es hachosno es hakala lechupa. You put the mace away. Don't bury the person yet. Okay. Go proceed with the chuppah and let him have relation with the first time. Then look at the top of Daniel Aleph, second line, second part of 27. It's a tragedy. But he'll first have the 7 days of celebration of Sheva Brachas, and then they'll have the Sheva of the Avelos afterwards. That's the case, the unusual case. Thank God it doesn't come off that. It happens every once in a long while. Okay? So what's the idea? So the, and Rashi explains why it mentions Aviv Shel Chosan, because he was the one who was involved in preparing. Okay, well, we don't need to go into those details. You can take a look in the Rashi. Okay? But what does it say? Don't bury the person right away. Let the chuppah take place first. Okay, the chuppah taking place generates the chiyuv of Shivas Yemei HaMishter. What generates the Avelos? The burial. That's what Rashi says on the top of Dado and Aleph in 29. Rashi says, "Uporish v'yikbur asameis miyad." Then bury. You don't wait till the whole week of Shabbat to bury the dead. No. Okay, wait till after the chuppah is over, then bury the deceased. V'kevon the chalal of chasana avelagabe kiregel. Then it's like Yontif. What will below Asi Avelos v'chalav v'noeg Shivas Yemei HaMishter? He says as follows. Let's say, again, God forbid, somebody dies on Chol HaMoed. Somebody dies the first day of Yontif. Okay? So what do we do? Okay? On Chol HaMoed, we bury the person. But we don't start the Shiva till afterwards. Why? Because it's already Yontif. So that's what we're saying, the same thing here. Okay? If they would bury the person right away, so then the Chiyav Avelos would set in. So the Gemara says, don't bury the person. Have the Chuppah. That's like Yontif. Like Chol HaMoed, that generates the Chiyav of Simcha. So that chiyuv of Simcha should be discharged the whole week of Simcha, just like we wait the whole week of Yontif. Even if I died the first day of Yontif, we don't bury on Yontif, but we bury on Chol HaMoed. We're not going to begin the Shiva till several days later, because the chiyuv didn't set in yet until after the burial. But after the burial, it's Yontif already. It's Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you can't have Avelos. So that's exactly what's going on here. The Gemara says, don't bury the deceased, the father, the mother, whoever died, don't bury them right away. Let the chuppah take place. Again, it's a tragedy. We hope it never, such things should never happen. But if it does happen, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay? And that's what the Rambam says. Okay, so that's the halacha. Now, what's all this got to do? So the Or Zeruah says, now looking back at 23, the Or Zeruah quotes this Rabbeinu Baruch of Yitzchak Regensburg. He quotes that Gemara, and he says, well, 1 second. And he quotes the whole Gemara, like we said before. Okay, don't bury the person so that the chiyuv of Avelos is not yet generated. And then have the chuppah, so the chiyuv of the Shivas Yemei HaMishter is generated, and now it starts. So you don't, you wait till it's done, till the Avelos. You bury the person, yeah, but they're like on Chol HaMoed, but you wait till the Avelos till later. So he says, so look, maybe a six, three, six, eight lines down. V'yikbur etzameis miyad, v'kev in the cholol of chasana ha'vilegabe kiregel, v'lo ha'aseh Avelos v'chal ha'minog Shivas Yemei HaMishter, like Rashi says. Holy marito, she'afal pi deregel the chasan derabbanon hu. This is what this Rabbeinu Baruch Bar Yitzchak is saying. Wait a minute. The week of the Sheva Brach is only a Chiyuv Darabanan. And even so, it knocks out the Chiyuv Avelos. So that's why he rejects, we saw the Rabbeinu Chanan on the Rif before, who say that you're Noeg Avelos on the last day of Sukkot. We call it Simchas Torah, right? Or the Achron Shel Pesach, or second day of Shavuot, the Yom Tov Darabanan day. We say, well, you got to do Avelos, because Avelos, the Raisa beats out the Darabanan. Says Rabbeinu Baruch, we took the Or Zeruah quotes, hold everything. Not true. It doesn't always. The Haraya, the Chiyuv of Simcha for a Chasan is only Darbanan, right? So how does that now knock aside the Chiyuv of Avelos? So you see, it's not always like that. However, that's what he says. But says the Or Zeruah, Baniya Mechaber, I don't think it's a Kasha at all. Because I hold that the Chiyuv of Simcha for a Chasan is the Raisa. It's not comparable to the second day, the extra day of Yontif. Says Aniya Mechaber, after a period there, Nira Be'ena, the Shivas Menesh to the Chosnes, Smach Ben HaTorah. Levat el Avelos. And he quotes that Gemara that we talked about with the Nega, okay? That the Kohen doesn't see him and so on, all right? And he says, that's what Rebbe said, that's what Yehuda says. He quotes Rebbe as well, but he says that Rebbe is not necessarily disagreeing with the ruling. Perhaps he learned it from another Pasuk, but he doesn't disagree. Perhaps he agrees that for some other reason, some Yochid could also delay, but it doesn't take away necessarily, okay, from the Kohen, Paskin, Halacha, Karebi, Mechabero, but he says, all right, maybe the Gemara Ksuba is only according to Behuda. He works it out, but we'll see how this works out. But at the end of the day, the Or Zeruah is also saying that what? The Chiyuv of Simcha of Chor HaChasan, the week of Shabbat, is Doraisa for sure. And that's why it beats out the Avelos in this odd case in Ksubas, with the father or the mother who died right before the Chuppah. That's why it beats out the Avelos. You don't start the Avelos until later. The Rabbeinu Baruch Yitzchak says, well, it's only the Rabbanan. So you see that sometimes the Rabbanan cannot get out of the Raisa. It says there was nothing doing. Okay, the Rabbeinu Chanan is right. The Rif is right. Okay, the Avelos will knock out the second day of Yontif. Second day of Yontif is only Darbonim. The Gemara Ksubas. What do you mean? The Chiv of the Chos and Simchas Doraisa. It's a different story altogether. So you have a number of the Rishonim, and certainly the Or Zeruah himself, seems to say clearly that the Chiv of Simcha of Chosin in the week of Shev Brachos is a Chiv of Doraisa. What's interesting is the Rambam, we saw the Rambam before, who doesn't count, you know, doesn't mention anything about the requirement to run for anybody, let alone a Chosin. Nobody has to run right away. He doesn't mention it. The Chinuch mentioned it either. Mavatala say, the Rambam didn't mention it, maybe argues, but look at this Rambam. Hilchas Tumas Tzaraas Perek Tes Alocha Ches 30. Chosin Shanira Bonega Nosen Kol Shivas Mevishi. He paskins that way. V'chein Nir B'gad V'beisa, same to the garment in the house. Ein Ro Nosa Adlach HaMishta. V'chein Regel. Nosen Lo Kol Yomos HaRegel. Shenemar, which source does the Rambam quote? Not the source that Rabbi Yehuda quoted from our Pasuk and our set of heroes, Bo Yom, certain days you don't look, but he quotes the drasha of Rebbe, Betziva Akon of Hines Habayis, when Tina Torah of Dvar Shush, Shalei Tamuk Kalev, Kavachomel of Dvar Mitzvah. And that may mean Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Bonon. Otherwise, why wouldn't he quote the Pasuk, the Limud of Rabbi Huda? The Rambam quotes the Limud of Rebbe. So that's Rebbe holds for Dvar Shush. So the Rambam may well hold, like this Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Baruch, who was it? Baruch Yitzhak. Okay, that the or the real quotes, the Rambam may possibly agree with that. Okay, certainly you hear what I'm saying. The Rambam quotes the drasha of Rebbe, who learned from a different pasuk next week Sedra, which seems to apply to any Dvar Rishus. It was a reasonable good reason. Okay, Chiv Rabbanan is also a good reason, but the Rambam does not seem to say it's a deraisa. Okay, for anybody to run, not for a chos, not for anybody else. So that sort of bolsters that point from the Sefer Mitzvah we suggested before. Again, it's not an ironclad rhyme, but a possibility that the Rambam does not agree with the Or Zeruah and with our supposition that the Chiyuv is Doraisa. What the Rambam holds, I'm not sure. Okay, I think I explained it the way I read it, but there were Rashba in two different shuvas. Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Hay in Source 31, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, Source 32. Okay, he was asked to really discuss the different aspects of the same Shaila in both Shuvas. He said, that which we require the first day is Doraisa. Is that Dafka if it's the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura? Again, it's rare to happen here. A person dies there overnight or in the morning, you can get that done here too. But generally speaking, a person dies during the day, you're not going to be able to bury him during the day. You have to wait till the next stage. And a lot of times anyway, they have to wait for some relative to come in or whatever. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, I said it's very common that the person dies and is buried right away. So when we say it's Doraisa, is it both Yom Kura and Yom Miso, one is enough to generate a Chiyuv Doraisa of Avelos on day one? Does day one mean Dafka, Yom Misa and Yom Kura? That's what the Rashba was asked. Okay? So first in 31 and Sun Kuf Nun Hei, he says, first of all, we should just know, Tshuva, Masha Omer Degrasi, this we should say, it's not in the Gemara anywhere, it's the Gaonim who mentioned this, and he says, Kama Migdoli Chach Misol Nechol, and everyone agrees. Some say there's no Avelos Doraisa at all. We discussed a little bit last week. Okay? There's Aninas Doraisa and so on, but not Avelos Doraisa. And he also quotes this Gemara Ksubas, okay? And in the course of his discussion about that Gemara Ksubas, he writes about four lines to the bottom, 31, for our purposes, She'ein Shivis Yimei Chupa Do'oraisa, She'yidchu Avelus. You see, clearly the case in the Gemara Ksubas was not the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvur together, because you say you delay the Kvur. You delay the Kvur till after the Chupa. So with some, it's not the same day. So that, and therefore that would, so if Yom HaMisa would be enough, Yom HaMisa would be enough, so then why would they be allowed to go ahead with the Chuppah? The Yom HaMisa already generates a Chiyuv Doraisa of Avelus, even without the Kvura being done. What good does it do to, well, we'll put the body aside, we'll delay, we'll have the Chuppah, we'll let him sleep with his wife the first time, but we'll be with Mitzah, and so on. What do you mean? If Yom HaMisa alone, that's the Rashba's proof, you follow? If Yom HaMisa alone would be enough to generate the Chiyuv Doraisa, so then, you know, why the case of Ksubas? Do we allow what we allow? Pushing, you know, we say that they can go forward with the Chuppah and go forward with the Bilas Mitzvah and so on. And after all, he's now, we can answer that question. See what I mean? Because that's a Chiyuv Doraisa, but that's not what Rashba says. Rashba says, four lines in the bottom 31, She ain Shivis Mechub Doraisa. Shir Chubelus Doraisa. Chuppah is not, Chiyuv Simcha is not Doraisa. Okay? So therefore, it's got to be Yom Mis and Yom Kvur together. That's the Rashba's proof. It says it's similar in Kufay and Beis. It's the same type of question. He also says again that look at the last line, Yimei HaMishta Einan Doraisa. So the Rashba clearly holds, like we're supposed the Rambam says, not like the Or Zeruah, not the way we first learned. The Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv, the Rabbanan at best. The Rosh in Ksubas Parak Aleph Siman Hei 33, okay, discusses that issue also. If someone dies on the last day of Yontif, okay, do you do Avelis like we saw from the Ben Chananel and the the riff before. The Rosh also discussed it, but he also mentions Rav Meir Alevi in the third line. That's the Ramah. Not the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Memala from Moshe Isilis, but one of the Bishon, Ramah, Yad Ramah, Rav Meir Halevi. So he says, Chosid Yom Aleph, just the first day of Simchas Chosin is Doraisa. As a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Per Gimel, Pasuk Yad Aleph, 34. Tzener Anab and Ostiyam, Ramel Shlomo, Batar Shitra, Limo, Yom Chasun Aso, Yom Simchas Libo. Okay, that's a Doraisa. Yom Chasun Aso, Yom Simchas Libo, that's a Chi of Doraisa of Simcha. But after that, it's not. So therefore, the Ramah also holds, and the Rosh seems to agree with him by quoting him, there's also no chiyuv of simcha the whole week on a deraisa level. It's only darbonah. So this prompts the Pnei Yoshua in Ksubas Taftan Alav 35, no Shivas Yamish, to ask the question. Okay? He quotes the Gemara in Cotton. We have the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda from the Pasuk, the Yesh Yom Sh'iyatar Roabo, which we saw before. You may argue, but you know, how do we know? We don't maybe pass like Rabbi, but let's remember, there is that Mishnah Negoim, Perk Gimel Mishnah Beis, that says Chosni, you give him the whole week, and at least according to the simple reading, the Rosh and the Bartanur and the first all on that Mishnah all said that that's because of some Chiyuv of Doraisa. So again, it's not an ironclad proof, but the Pnei Yoshua also seems to learn that way. And he says also the Rebbe's not really arguing with the actual din. He learns that from something else and so on, but he could agree with that din. So he finds it difficult. How could it be? How could it be? How could it be, says the Pnei Yoshua, that the Rashba and the Rosh quoting the Ramah and so on, they say it's only the Rabbanah. What do you mean? It's clear from the Gemara that it's a Doraisa. Okay? And it's actually, it seems like Tosas holds that way as well, because Tosas on that Gemara Ksubas, the Aram and Aleph, 36, the one from Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, the Pnei Yoshua quotes this Tosas. Okay? He says, Moed v'chosan, Masha so b'chol mokam. The Gemara is linked together. We saw the Mishnah, the Gemara, they all link together the 7 days of the Chosan celebration with Yontif, 7 days of the regular, and that's a chiv deraisa for sure. Right, so that's a chiv. That's the right. They're linked together. Okay, so just like we give somebody the whole week of Yontif to rejoice, we give the chosn all week, and it seems to be the same type of obligation, namely deraisa. That's a Pnei Yoshua quote. Okay, so he finds it very difficult to justify the position of those who've shown him who learn that there's not a chiv deraisa. Similar question is raised by Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, inspector. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, why you name for him, right? The truth is, Be'er Yitzchak, Chelek Arachayim Simen Chof Gimel, towards the end, 37. He says, Yesh Lahoyer, he quotes the same Gemara in Ksubas, and he says, he quotes the Rosh, name of the Ramah. He says, how could it be? How could it be that it says, Bishlam, he says, you know, if you want to learn like Rebbe, maybe, but if you want to learn like Rebbe Yehuda, how do you explain it? Okay? So, El Al Korchach, 3 lines at the bottom, Muchadav Min HaTorah. Okay? And he says, the truth of the matter is, it looks like Minatar looks like that from Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi? 38. He quotes Yerushalmi. Ksubas Perak Aleph Aleph Aleph. Moshe Hiskin Shivas Yamish of Shivas Yamish. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu was one who instituted the concept of Shivas Yamish. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. And the Korban Eid explains in 39, there in Ksubas Perak Aleph Aleph Moshe Hiskin Koma with Doraisa. Okay. Islan Shivas Yamish of Shivas Yamish. And he quotes Psukim, which we'll see in a second. So it's a Doraisa. Moshe Hiskin means Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Doraisa. That's how the Mizrachonon understands it. And he says, well, what do you mean? Why would you have that language? So he quotes another different word in print. But at the end, he quotes him on Brochas. And he says, Moshe Hiskinli Saul Brichas Hazon. Moshe instituted the Broch of Hazon HaSakol, but benching's Doraisa. Right? Okay, so Moshe Hiskin came in a Doraisa. Now, full disclosure, the Pnei Moshe doesn't seem to go that as far at 40. Pnei Moshe there in Ksumas Parak HaVach HaAlef. Moshe Hiskin, Kama the Eishlan Remez Minakosu Torah. Remez. Okay, not that it's actual deraisa. And he quotes also two psukim, which the Pnei Yoshua quoted also, two other psukim we should be aware of. One is in Parshas Vayetze, Parakov Tes and Bereshis 41, starting Pasuk Chaf Hey. We all know when Lovan tricked Yaakov and he sent him Leah instead of Rachel. The next morning, Yaakov wakes up and goes, what kind of business is this? Okay, I work for you for Rachel. What are you doing? Lama, are you some why'd you trick me? And Lovan answered in Pasuk Chaf Vav, I remember Lovan, Lo Yasa came from Komeno, Lo Satsil, Nebuchadnezzar, around here. We don't marry off the younger one for the older one. You know, if they explain the place, some say it was a shtach from Lavan to Yaakov, because, you know, Yaakov swiped the birthright from his older brother. So Lavan was saying to him, look, buddy, I don't know about where you come from, but around here, the oldest is the oldest and the youngest is the youngest. You know, like a little bit of a dig at it. But anyway, what does he say? It's the Kuchav Zayin. Malei Shavua Zos. Finish out this week with this one, Leah. And I'll give you the other one also. You'll work for another 7 years. So marry Rachel right away. Just finish out Shavua Zos. Rashi explains. Malay, it doesn't say Malay Shavua. Shavua with a comma, Shavua is a week. That's not what it means, it says Rashi. It's dover. The word shivu is attached to something else. It's nukul b'chatav, shivua. We call it shivua. It's shivua, shelzos. It belongs. It's I don't know the correct English term in the grammatical, but it's possessed. It's attached to shivua zos, the week of this one. Not a week. The week of this one. Shivua zos. And it brings v'hein shivus me'amishta. That's talking about the finish out the sheva brachos of this one of Leah. And then you can marry Rachel afterwards. Okay? And Rashi can't be shavua because then it would, if it was the word shavua, okay, it wouldn't have said shavua zos. Shavua zos and zoch, which is shavua zeh. Okay? All right. Anyway. So, but the bottom line is that there you have the idea of a sheva brachos already from time of Yaakov Avinu. All right. In fact, it's a real drasha. The Gemara in the Mishnah, Moed Katan Chesam Beis 43 says, we have a rule, ein nosin nosra moed, no weddings during Chol HaMoed, during Yatar. Okay, also, doesn't matter if she's a virgin, she's a first time married, second time, doesn't matter. Mipnei shesimcha hilo, because it's a big simcha, And Rashi says, Mavarsh Gemara, so the Gemara asks, there in Moed Katan Chesam Beis 45, hilo my haba. So it's a simcha, it's a funny Mishnah. Don't get married during the Yatar. During Chol HaMoed, because it's a big simcha. Yeah, so? Okay, as Rashi says in 46, my habit, chisimcha asur b'yantav, not allowed to rejoice on yantav. What's the problem with simcha? So, no, what it means is, whoever said it, Rashi explains, the requirement on yantav is to rejoice because it's yantav, not rejoice because you got married. It's an independent simcha. We don't mix simchas. Okay? And Tosa says, Ramah Salafi, 47. It's a Xeris HaKosav. It's a real Xeris HaKosav. And the Rishalmi learns it out, for quotes this Rishalmi we just mentioned, learns it out from that Pasuk with Lavan. Okay? Another Pasuk as well. And it's like we have a principle that says, Eino sin mitzvahs, chabilas, chabilas. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches together. It looks like you're trying to get rid of something. Concentrate on one thing at a time. So here too, concentrate on one simcha at a time. Okay? And the next Tosuf is also, B'chagecha, Iker Drosha V'lo Asmach. That's not a real Drosha. So it's a real Drosha. And that would seem to indicate as well that the Chi of Simcha is a Simcha de Oraisa. Okay, the Rishalmi, again, does indeed quote the Psukim. Okay, the Rishalmi, on that mission of Katan, it's Perak Aleph HaLachah Zayin 48. Anyone who has to do the mitzvah Puru and Sonic, I won't quote that problem now, should not get married on Yantiv, because Ein Marvin Simcha of Simcha, and Yaakov Baruch HaShem and Hador, Malay Shuazos. Why didn't Lavan just say, okay, yeah, here's Rachel, marry her right now, we'll have one Sheva Brachos week for the two of them. But it would be a lot cheaper for him. Right, doesn't have to make all these week of Sheva Brachos for Rachel and then, for Leah, and then again afterwards for Rachel. Lump them together, make the one big Sheva Brachos week for both. No, Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha, and it seems to be a real din. Another source, the idea of Shevas Shivas Yimei Mishteh, is a pasuk in Navi, not in the Torah, but in Shoftim Perek Yudal. That's Shimshon, Shoftim Perek Yudal pasuk Yud. Okay, Vayas Shom Shimshon Mishteh. Shimshon made a big party and so on. Then he gave them that famous riddle, one of the riddles. And Pasuk Yud Beis on the top of the next page, it says, "Vayomer lam Shimshon, Achuda lam Chida." I'm going to give you a riddle and so on. Tell me the answer. Shivus Yimei Mishteh. Tell me the answer. You have till the end of the week, okay, to the end of the Sheva Brachos week, to come up with a solution to this riddle, okay. And Rashi explains that that's Rashi, the Malbim rather, the Malbim there in Shoftim, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Beis 52. The Malbim explains, "Eikar Gedivei Afodus Shalalahem Zman Ad Sof Shivus Yimei Mishteh Shachar Enisoyim." You have till the end of the week, after the wedding, the Shiva Yimei Mishteh. So there we have a mukkah for that too. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, interestingly, in Perek Tazayin, has it as a machlokas. From Yosi Omer, Minayin Anu Lameidim Shiva Yimei Mishteh. Where do we get it from? From Yaakov Avinu, the story with Leah, Malei Shavuos Zos. But then Rebbe says, Shiva Yimei Mishteh, Minayin Anu Lameidim Mishimshon, the story with Shimshon. And I thought that's interesting because Rebbe, we suggested, was the 1 hour Gemara in Mud Katan Tazayin and Beis, may hold that the chiyuv of simcha of the Shivus Yimei Mishteh may not be daraisa, darbonan, maybe. We suggested that. That may be the makor for the Rambam and for the Rashba and so on, and the Rama, not like the Ozerua, not like Tosfos and others. Okay, but that's why Rebbe doesn't quote it from the Torah. Rebbe quotes a pasuk in Shoftim. It's not in the Torah, it's a Navi. He accepts that drasha. I'm not convinced that, you know, I don't want to overstate that case, but maybe that's just an interesting point. You know, that Rebbe Dafka does not find the mukkah in the Torah, does not accept the mukkah in the Torah. Maybe he'll argue it's before Matan Torah and it was Lavan. We're going to learn a din from Lavan. Okay. Anyway, it's interesting, I think, and you can ponder that whether Rebbe is saying, you know, whether that's what Rebbe's saying or not. But anyway, Yalkut Shimoni there in Shoftim, Rebbe's Ayin, writes, you know, the hedges is bets. Shivus Yimei Mishteh, Alameh Dim Yaakov, Umi Shimshon. Okay. Keep everybody happy. Now, it's interesting. The Rambam, I said before, maybe his position isn't as clear. He said Moshe Hiskin. Well, in Hilchos Ishas Perek Yud Alech Yud Beis, look what the Ram writes in 55. V'chein tiknu chachomim shekol hanoseh b'suliyah sameach ima shivis yamim. Ein osek malach doesn't go to work and it doesn't go into business and so on. Ela ocha v'shoseh v'sameach stays with her. Bein shobachor, bein shomol is his first marriage, not his first marriage. What does the Ram say? Tiknu chachomim. So that seems to be pretty proof positive that the Ram holds that it's only tiknu chachomim. It's only din derabbanan of the simcha, not of the raisa. Okay, and
she once explained though that there's two types of simcha. One is the sameh her, and one is sameh for him. So one could be the right.
So that's what we spoke about the week of Parshas Vayetze.
Yeah, he spoke about it by Yetze, right?
Yes, I'm impressed to remember it. And that I'm going on now, but Enochanami. So that's one way to observe the, to solve the problem.
Have part of it the raisa and part of it's
the
rabbanon.
Right, know, right. The parts of the raisa is his chiv of simcha, then his other chiv to be with her. That's the rabbanon. That's what the Rambam is talking about because he says ocha v'shosa v'sameach with her. Okay, good point. But I do want to point out the Rambam also brings in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Aleph 56, Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun al Yisrael shivus mei avelus. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. But you look in the Ramban, Nasogas Ramban, on the Shorish Beis in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he writes, and maybe that's the Rambam holds as well, 57, Bafilu takanosin shom Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom atzma midrabbanon heim. Not like we said before, like the Korban Eidah and so on. No, if it's takanos Moshe, it's still takanos drabbanon. It's not in Torah. So that's what he says. Kamo Sharma, what do you know? He brings this raya from the Yerushalmi Ksubas. Moshe tikkun shivus yamim shivus yavelus. Okay, he brings this v'heim midrabbanan. Rabban also holds drabbanan. So we have an increasing, you know, cadre of Rishonim who seem to hold that we're dealing here taka with a din derabbanan. Okay, but then we come back to Pnei Yoshua's question. So what about the Gemara and with the chasson with the nega and so on? So that's what the Pnei Yoshua asked. They didn't have the Rabbi Yochanan asked. Okay, how do we reconcile with them that Gemara? So the Karen Ora says in his commentary on that Gemara Mon Kot and Chesam Beis, Vilmasa Shomish in 58, he writes, "Av Simchas Chosin Yesh Listapek Imchuv Simcha Me'Torah or Simcha Baal or Me'Elo." Okay, Mushum Hachi also Torah Karegel. Is there a Chiv of Simcha the Torah specifies, or no? He's naturally happy. That he may not even be the Rabbanan. The person is happy. He can't change his mood. Just got married. Hopefully he's happy, right? Yeah, he's happy, right? Simcha b'me elov. And therefore, mishum hachi asu Torah keregel. That's the answer. The Torah didn't want to ruin his simcha. So not because the chiv of simcha per se is the right. So maybe. He says it's to tzadim. Could say mechuv of simcha min haTorah. But you could also say, no, there's no chiv of simcha min haTorah. But the maisa, the guy is in a state of simcha. And therefore, we don't ruin it by making him go have his nega. And he quotes the Gemara Ksubas. He quotes some of the things that we saw. Okay, he says, he talks about Avelis and so on. He quotes that Pnei Yoshua at the end of the first paragraph, quotes the Pnei Yoshua. All right, and he says, Mashanir Liba Zehu Kane, the Vadai Lishna Nashas, the truth about it is a simple reading of the Gemara is that this Simcha is maybe just one day and so on. But El Adwarm, look at the second paragraph. El Adwarm Kane Heman is Daiti, the Chol Hani Gimel Shavios, these sets of seven days of Yomtah. 7 days of Sheva Brachos Mishnah, 7 days of Avelos, Kulu Chad Anpilu, the Lo Motzino Be Mitzvah for Resh B'Torah. I don't know what he does with Samach, Tavuch HaGecha, maybe it's only the first day, I'm not interested in that now. He says, they're all not clear in the Torah. But you have Psukim, and the Psukim are telling us that, you know, they're not Dorai, so Yotzu Mikal Mitzvah, Torah Mufureshes, they're not explicit in the Torah, but they're not like other Drabonans either, okay, but rather they're a state, a status, okay. Like we say, Malei Shavuzos, it's not a mitzvah. Okay, it's not formulas, it's tzivu. It's a story. It's a narrative story with Lavan. But it tells us about the status. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samo Beis Pasuk, hey, Umsos Chos Al Kala, right? Od Harbe Mikot. I quoted the Pasuk. We know it from the Chadodi, from all the weddings, right? Perek Pasuk 59, Perek Samo Beis Pasuk, hey, Kiiva Al Bochor Mesuli, Yavuch Banach, Umsos Chos Al Kala, Yosu Al Achal Kaya. We all know that Pasuk. Or the way it's phrased in the Chadodi, right? So you see the status of Simcha. And therefore, Karen Orr concludes in the top of page 58, he says, Yemei HaMishta Afal Pisha Kosel Posek Drabbanan, it's not even Drabbanan, really. It's not a regular Drabbanan. Okay? Anyway, that's the way the Karen Orr learns, and therefore there's no stira from that Gemara. In 60, I quoted from the Sefer Nachal Eson, which appears on the Rambam, from Rav Avraham Maskela Eson, perhaps better known, he has a comment on the Shulchan Aruch called the Yad Avram. That's printed on the bottom of the page in most editions of the Shulchan Aruch. So he has a comment on the Rambam also called the Nachal Eisan. On that Rambam, Perek Yud, Avichos Ishus, Aloch Yud Beis, Tiknu Chachamim. That's where it says Tiknu Chachamim. He says, Mashman the Sarah entered the mitzvah simcha chasen ena minat Torah. He says that's the Marina of the Rambam. It's not minat Torah. And he quotes it. Some poskim disagree. Okay. He says that which the Pnei Yeshua asked, he says no kasha. Okay. Because even the Simchas Darbanan, the Rambam Paskin, like we said earlier, the Rambam Paskin's like Rebbe. And Rebbe says, even for Dvar Rishus, we delay having the Kohen examine you, like in the case of, you know, waiting for you to clean out the house, empty out the house. So this too is a Dvar Rishus. I mean, it's more than a Dvar Rishus. It has a mitzvah tinge to it. Maybe it's only mitzvah Darbanan, but still it's enough to say, it's a good enough reason. If cleaning out your house to save yourself the loss of some earthenware pottery is enough to delay, so mitzvah d'rabbanan is also enough to delay, even though it's not. So therefore, that's an Achal Eson says. There's no kasha, okay? And he may even hold that the Rambam holds simchas haregel. That's a whole question with simcha and yontif. What about, we saw before, the Yitzchak Hanan said, well, I forgot who said it, but we always lump together the simcha the chasen with the simcha of yontif, and I said as a given, v'samachta b'chagecha z'din d'araisa, not so fast, says an Achal Eson. V'zman hazed could be simcha yontif is also d'rabbanan. Could be that Simchas Yontif is only the rice when you have carbonus and meat from the carbonus. That's a big discussion in its own right, not our topic now. Whether the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif today remains the rice in the absence of carbonus, the special carbonus were brought to celebrate the Yontif. So Mela, you could argue that we're dealing with the Drabonon. Okay? Rabbi Yashiv, Mr. Shlomo Yashiv, in his Ha'oros, in that Gemara Mod Kotten Zion Bay, they're printed in 61, Simchas Chosman Zion Mishra is the Raisa. He quotes the Gemara with the Chosman. He says we could say differently. We could say that it's a Drabonon. I say, how come we allow, and you can pass like a Behuda. You can say, never mind the drush of Rebbe from the Tzaras Habayis. No, we'll say like a Behuda, we'll have the drush of Yom Heros that many seem to accept. The Rosh seem to accept that. Many seem to accept it. And still, okay, it's only Drabonon. Okay, you have the drusha, but it's only going to be a Chiv Drabonon. Okay, it's only a Chiv Drabonon. I said, how come we'll let you not go to the coin? So says the Rayash, very simple. We have a principle. Yesh koch biyad chachamim lakor dov min haTorah b'shev al Tyson. Sometimes the chachamim can tell us not to do something that they'll give us a mitzvah drabbanim. They'll tell us not to do something that the Torah requires. Right? So for example, famous example, Rosh Hashanah, shecholos b'shabbos. Torah says you got to blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah makes no distinction. According to the way we learn in the Bavli, Torah makes no distinction between whether Rosh Hashanah is a weekday or Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos. You have to blow shofar. Why don't we? The Gemara says, because Rabbanan made a rule, I'm afraid you're going to carry, you'll forget that a Shabbos is no Erev, you'll end up carrying and violating Shabbos to protect Shabbos. What do you mean? But the Torah says, I got to blow shofar. Yesh koch b'yad chachamim, lakor dov. They can't tell you, but we assume in the Bible, they can't tell you to actively violate something in the Torah, but passively. Don't just sit home, don't do anything. Right, don't blow shofar. Shave all ties, just sit. The same thing here. We're not telling the chasen, just saying, stay home, don't go to the coin, stay home. Right, so that's all Yashiv. So we have a number of answers that can assume that it's only Drabonim. Just to finish up, there may be an interesting nafkamina in this question, perhaps, regarding something which may actually come up more frequently than some of the things we discussed. And that is the following. We know the Mishnah says in Tainus, the end of Tainus, it starts on Chavav and Alash, part of Mitzvah is in Chavav and Beis, 62, Mishanichnas of Mematin b'simcha, right? When the month of Av arrives, we minimize simcha. Rama brings out aloche, chus tanis perakei aloche vav, 63, mishikonis av, mematin b'simcha. And the Shulchan Aruch, in simen tov kuf nun aleph, sif aleph, says, mishenichnas av, mematin b'simcha. Okay. But we know that we don't wait for mishenichnas av. We already have minhagim that go back to Shavasa b'tamas, so-called 3 weeks, right? So-called 3 weeks. If you look further in that same simon, Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Tavkuf Nanaf Tiv Beis, the Ramah mentions, No again lahachmir she'ein nosim nosim or ain nosim miyud zayin b'tamuz ve'elik. We don't have weddings during the whole 3 weeks until after Tisha B'av. But we don't wait for Mishnah Nichnas Av Matan. We already back to Shavuos b'tamuz. Siv Dalad, Ramah writes, Aval Tisporis. We don't take haircuts already from and shave from Shavuos b'tamuz on. And it's if the Zion, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mis'anim, some people fast every day, just during the day, from Shavuos Tam Tisha B'Av. I don't think that's too common today. But anyway, we have these minhagim that go back to Shavuos Tamas. So if Nosson Geshtetna, who died a few years ago, was a posting in Eretz Yisrael, Chuvas Lahoros Nosson, Chelek Yud Simon Mem Tes, 65, was asked the following question. Let's say a guy got married before Shavuos Tamas. Okay, let's say Shavuos Tamas on Tuesday. So this guy got married, this couple got married on Sunday. Perfectly mutter. But now, some of the week of Sheva Brachas is after the 3 weeks have started, after Shavuos Tamas, right? So that's what he was asked. Right? It tells you who asked him, his relative is fine. Look at Aleph. Al Dvar Shela B'Simchas Meshavrach Sanichnosim Limei Bein Hamitzarim. Bein Hamitzarim is the nickname. That's what the 3 weeks are called. Bein Hamitzarim. Between the straits of Pesach and Eicha. And it's called Bein Hamitzarim. There are 3 weeks. Can you mutar lirkod l'simchas chosim kalak? We dance and clap and have music and everything else during the week of Sheva Brachas. After Shavuos and Matam has arrived, the 3 weeks have started. The wedding is no Shiloh. The wedding is before Shavuos and Matam. But the Sheva Brachas week is during the 3 weeks already, part of the Sheva Brachas week. So can you dance and sing? After all, he quotes the Magen Avraham. I didn't quote it separately, but it's all in the Tshuva. Magen Avraham, in that same simon, Tavkuf, from the Nalaf, Siv Kotin, Yud, writes, the Osir Lassos, Bikudu, Mecholos, Bishavuos and Matam, Ve'elech. You're not allowed to make usually dancing and singing and, you know, music and everything else in Shavuos Matamas and on. Okay? And it's true that the Gemara, the Rambam, only mentioned it, you know, with regards to Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay? But he quotes these Ramos that we saw before that we have, you know, however, he writes, all those things are Mimin Haga. At the end of Os Aleph, they recall Hani Haim Rak Mimin Haga. This idea of extending it to Shavuos Matamas, that's only a minute. However, look what he says in Beis. Celebrating the Chosn Kala, that's Mikra Adin. And he quotes that Rambam, that Moshe, it's at least at the Rabbanon. So therefore, at least it's at the Rabbanon. He quotes Tiknu Chachamim, and he mentions that perhaps it's even the Raisa, because the Korban Eidah said it's Moshe Hiskin means the Raisa. And the whole base, we saw all the sources. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Pereshuas Kash, he quotes the Ber Yitzchak, the Chonon, all the things that we saw. So it comes out, either it's the Rabbanon or it's the Raisa. Okay, so however you work out the sugar, it's either the Rabbanon or the Raisa. So now look at Gimel. Kaven the Shivis Yamishta Abim Ikar Din, Imen Atarim and the Rabbanon. If Kain Vada Yishloma the Yish Bakocha Lichos Min Haga, it can outweigh a minig. The last was we Kudin Mecholos Mijayan Mitam Zahilah, Hamur Magan Avram. Right, it's going to beat out the minig. So he said, therefore it's Mutter. Okay, says the, it's Mutter to have a regular celebratory Sheva Brachas during those weeks, even though it's now the 3 weeks, because that's a dindaraisa, maybe or minimally a dindarabbanan. It's going to beat out the minig.
So why wouldn't you be allowed to get married during that time?
So getting, that's an interesting question. Can you get married? But they're ready. It's true. The minig is the specific minig is ain't no sin noshim. But actually, through the matter, some posts can discuss it. If there's some pressing circumstance, okay. I don't know if I printed it, but there's some pressing circumstance that would allow it. Even they would allow it.
What about the sphera?
Sphera is even lower, even, you know, that's why, I mean, I'm going to Sphera, but that's why when it comes to Sphera, somebody does make a wedding, you're allowed to go, you don't penalize the person and so on, that's even a lower meaning. But yeah.
What about Tanis Hester?
Probably the same thing. Tanis Hester is an interesting question. Tanis Hester is an interesting question. All right, let me just finish up. The only question the Loris Nussan and Russell Gestetner then asked him, Os Dalid, yeah, but maybe the Shivisim Amishta is for the Chosan. He has a chi of the rice and rabbanon for simcha, but why is everyone else allowed to attend the Sheva Brachas? All the guests, for them there's no chi. But he said no, because it's mutar for them also. Quotes the Pirkei Avos, Chosan Avon HaMelech, and all the people follow him. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that the Chosan and his train, his entourage, you know, put them in the Sukkah. He has rice for that too. I want to look into it. And he writes and says, "Hey, he name he calls them avur. The ika mitzvah samech is a Chosan calls Shivisim HaMishta." He says that's a mitzvah. Otherwise, why should we put on sukkah the whole week? Can't even quote the word sukkah, but he quotes it. Okay, that the chosan and shujin are put on the sukkah. There's no room in the sukkah; too crowded. Okay, not enough space for them, so they're put on the sukkah because they're rejoicing. But the chosan got married right before sukkahs. Okay, so then they're put on the sukkah. Why the whole week? Okay, the answer is because the mitzvah of the whole week. That's what he, and that's mitzvah metalas al rabim and so on. So therefore, he says it's mutter, and he writes at the end. Already the simchas last 2 lines. The chosan kala docha isol nagin b'klei shir u'minei zemer. It outweighs the minig not to play musical instruments and so on. In general, because you know the Gemara says you're not supposed to have musical instruments after the, forget about it, the wedding in general, after the korban, right? The sign of avelas. That's one of the old city. They only have a drum, right? They made a ban on music in the old city in the 1880s. I don't know if it's still observed so widely. Anyway, but that's outweighed for a chosan kala. Okay, so apparently it's the same thing over here. That's what he says. And similarly. We'll end with this. In the Shuvas Mishnah Alachas, it's a Menashe Klein. Chelek Vav Simon Kuf Tes. It's the same Shaila Rikudim Cholos Meah Sheva Brachas Achalim La'acha Yudzayim Etam. The same thing, okay. And he says that the question was asked. And he sets up the whole question, and in that first long paragraph, it says, "B'sholu Osel Aragon of Tzvi Meisel Shlita from Chicago, Abezin Kodesh Weizen." Some of you heard of the Weizen Achener. I think I get stuck or questioning them. Anyway, the Weitzener Rebbe Shmedrish, that was where Rebbe Meisels was the Rav, and he said the Osar. He said, you can't have it. However, he quotes, and I didn't see this in the Gris Moshe. He writes, Gam Nishala Shela Zulif Ne Rav Agon Moshe Feinstein, Shlita at that time, the Hitter, Rav Agon Ruchaim Stein Shlita, was the Raman Tells, Rav Shivan Tells, Tells Rav Shiva, one of Tells Rav Shiva. Also, no Telahate Rekudim, but he said, maybe not dancing, not all the Cholos, maybe not instruments, and so on. But Omer Ani, these all, these Gonim and so on. But my opinion is, you know, he said, I met Rav Chaim Stein Achas, we talked about it. And Elofina Staitin Nira Heter Gomor, Belishum Pikpuk. Okay, and he brings also the Rai from Sukkah and so on. So he says that, Behine Mamavur, Mavur Al Kopanim, the Chol Shanosa Kodom Aregel Shizma Mishta Shalom, Dochen Aregel in the Simchas Aregel, the Dochen Mitzvah Sukkah. If it happened before, so it's Dochen Sukkah. So the same thing here. Okay, so whether to the rice of the Rabbanan, it would seem to be, it would outweigh this minig, and that seems to be the majority of you in the, among the poskim. Now, we don't always have music and musical instruments at the Shavuot Brachos anyway, but if you do, it would seem that it'd be mutter. Okay, we'll stop over here.